Perhaps 150 came to hear Dr. Ömer Taşpınar, who is director of the Turkish program at the Brookings Institute, a foreign affairs think tank, address the issue of Islamic fundamentalism, which he said the United States misunderstand and has not properly addressed.
If Saddam gives weapons of mass destruction to terrorists, well, this is a threat. That was the link that the administration established. And of course, they misled the country. Yet the threat of terrorism with weapons of mass destruction was a real one.
But the occupation of Iraq soon became a project for regime change.
There had to be a political project behind that as well. And that political project is what came to be called the project for democratization in the Middle East. The problem that the Middle East has is that it is full of authoritarian governments. The problem that Muslims in the Middle East have is that the United States has been supportive of these authoritarian governments for too long because of oil and because of the security of Israel. Any kind of authoritarian government which would cut a deal with Israel or secure the flow of oil was perceived as an ally.
So to many, the project seemed more like an excuse than a real desire. After all, said Dr. Taşpınar, the 9/11 attackers were from Egypt and Saudi Arabia, and one should not look much further.
Now, you are all Americans. You know the link between taxation and democracy. Countries that have oil don't need to tax their citizens. In fact, if they tax their citizens, there will be demand for democracy. So oil, in fact, is the reason why you don't have real democracy in the Middle East. It has very little to do with culture, religion. Islam has nothing to do with the absence of democracy. You have Muslim democracies. My home country, Turkey, is a democracy.
Conversely, when there is no democracy,
if you want to overthrow the government in Egypt or in Saudi Arabia, where do you go? There are no political parties, no civil society institutions. The military is in the hands of the regime. There is no institution other than the mosque where people can gather and engage in a meaningful political conversation. You have an Islamization of political opposition. Political Islam and authoritarian regimes are intertwined.
Dr. Taşpınar considers nation building by force as futile. Iraqis now view resistance to the occupation of their country as justified. He does, however, see democratization as a long-term solution for everyone.
Right now, when terrorists attack, they have the moral high ground, unfortunately, because America is perceived as the bully, as the invader, the country which has tortured Iraqis in Abu Ghraib. The wise thing to do is to declare a timetable for withdrawal, that America has not invaded for oil, and that America has no intentions to establish permanent military bases. If these three things are declared, America will have the moral high ground. And then it will be time for real democratization in the Middle East by investing in education, in social economic development, in the peace process. This is how to fight terrorism.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.